Farshad, he's a lover of women. He loves them. They love him. Farshad is number one.
All right. All right. Thank you, fellas. There he goes. Farshad, everybody. We'll try to get him in next week. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM. Open phones, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You can always email us as well, conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. And Randy Wang or Gina Grad will read each and every single email. So somebody here will read every one of them, no matter how long they are. Randy spends all night reading that crap. conwayshow@gmail.com. Good luck. Edward in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, this is probably a stupid question, but what happened to Steckler?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, I haven't listened in a long time.
It has been at least 3 years then, huh?
Yeah. I went to a Moose McGillicuddy's party you guys had out a long time ago, and you guys were awesome. I'm just wondering what happened to him.
Yeah. Well, it's a long, long story. I'll try to give it to you in Cliff Notes here.
Okay.
They decided to go like a new direction, and they brought in Brian Whitman about 3 years ago.
Right.
And that came to an end last month.
Wow.
And I am the Black Widow of radio. Anybody who sits in that seat, man, eventually kills themselves.
Well, you know, I miss him. He was a good sidekick.
No, I know. I love Steckler. I the most original voice and probably in the top two funniest people I've ever met in my life. I would say my father was number one, and Steckler has to be a very close second. I mean, nobody is funnier than that guy.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Hey,
can
Doug,
we
Doug, it was a
freaking fix this?
It was a compliment.
God damn, am I getting tired of this? We get, you know, bounced around Doug, to every freaking different time slot, and then we freaking show up for work, and they can't even freaking fix the freaking board.
God damn it.
Get your freaking act together here. Chris, Richard, you freaking tons of fun. You with the freaking Pete Rose hairdo. Get your engineering asses in here and lock this off. I'm not doing this anymore.
Steckler
you
is leaving.
You sons of bitches. You freaking sons of bitches. Fix this freaking booth. I'm going to kick your ass all the way to China.
Wow.
God
start
damn
off, huh?
You mother effing sons of bitches.
Keep long, little doggy. Oh,
I do miss that.
Oh, no. Steckler's leaving now. He's leaving the
and they left the booth and ran into somebody in the hall and was using the C word out in the hall. And there was a memo that went out asking him, please, not to do that in the hallway. But I do miss that, man. When he blew up like that, there was nothing better than that. And it'd be fun to have him sitting here again. Let's talk to Akira in Orange County. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you tonight?
All right, baby.
So I have a question.
Yes.
And I figure I want to hear a guy's point of view.
All right. I'll try to give you that.
I don't want to be the bitchy girlfriend who says you have to get rid of your friends, but here's the situation. I've been dating this guy for 6 months, and I knew he had friends who were strippers and in the porn industry when we started dating.
Right.
And again, I didn't want to do the whole, well, I can't go out with you if, you know, you're friends with these types of people. The problem is he doesn't let me meet them. He tells me stories about them like they don't respect the boundaries of the relationship. And he tells me stories that, like, one of them will try and set up a group thing that she knows nobody else can go to, so it'll just be her and him.
Your boyfriend or your husband?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend, okay.
And he doesn't understand, like, why I'm uncomfortable with the situation.
Right.
And so my question to you is, you know, is this a situation that I should be really uncomfortable about, or is it just me being...
Well, what it sounds like, Kira, is that you want to change this guy. because you knew the way he was before you met him.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this, and it will either take a week for it to sink in for you, or a year, or 10 years, or maybe never. But people don't change.
No, I know that. And the thing is I've known him for 6 years.
Right.
And these women are a new addition into his life. I'd say they're probably about a year. And I don't understand why he hangs out with them, because they have nothing in common.
Yeah, well, but he's hanging out with them during the times where he's not hanging out with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that doesn't bother me. It's the fact that, you know, he tells me that they don't respect the boundaries of the relationship, but I'm not allowed to meet these women. And I'm like, well, I can fix that real quick.
Yeah, well, why don't you just find somebody else then you're happier with?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you're not happy.
No.
So why would you go through life like that?
It's not so much going through life like that. More or less a history between him and I. And it's like 6 years ago, he was, you know, I was young and he was young and he was my first real love. And so.
Were you a virgin when you met him?
No. But he was the first boy that I actually, like,
fell in love with. All right. And you're still in love with him?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Is he in love with you?
I haven't a clue.
Doesn't sound like it, right?
Yeah, it really doesn't.
Yeah. Well, my dad always taught me this. I think I was in seventh or eighth grade when he told me this. But he said, why would you want to spend your life with somebody who doesn't want to spend their life with you?
That is very true.
I mean, why would you want to do that?
I don't.
You don't. So it sounds like you got to move on. Now, do you have a job?
I do.
And are you happy with the job?
No, but I'm also a full-time student, and I'm only I get my bachelor's degree in December.
How many friends do you have? Really close friends?
I'd say like two or three.
Two or three. And how often do you spend time with them?
Due to school, not very often. I usually have a full load of classes.
All right. Well, here's what you're doing. You're making him the entire center of your life. And until you stop doing that, you'll be miserable as hell. You've got to get out there and you got to get friends. You got to have other activities. You've got to have a hobby. You have to have a passion. You have to have.
Oh, I have that.
What's the hobby?
I breed, train, and show horses.
Oh, that's cool. All right, well, that's a good start. And that's your passion?
Yes.
You breed show horses?
I have a thoroughbred stallion that I breed for both racehorses and show.
Wow, look at you. Hey, listen, there are a lot of guys in this on this planet, and I'm sure, are you fairly attractive?
I guess.
Right. You're in the horse race. You're in the horse racing business. There are a ton of guys that would love to go out with you. Why don't you? How old are you?
I'm 25.
You're 25, baby. You're just like a child. You know, you're still very young.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah, I know, because you're making yourself old by you know, consuming your entire thoughts every single day with this guy. You're making yourself like an old woman. Listen, it sounds like you have some depression going on too.
Yeah, but that's a whole different story.
Right.
It's chemically based depression. I don't produce enough serotonin, so right. I just take a serotonin replacement. Right.
And are you taking anything for it?
Yeah, I take Wellbutrin, which increases the serotonin, and then I also take Trenbolone, which is a sleeping pill, which also aids in it.
Right. Listen, I would say, I don't want to take up, your entire night here or vice versa. But listen, this guy's he's not into you. All right. I mean, he may have been at one point and he may be slightly into you, but if he has other chicks on the side who are strippers and, you know, porno stars, and he's going out with them and not telling you about them, sweetheart, you know, it's over.
Very true.
And you just now have to go through the process of ending it. And it's very painful. It's very lonely. But the other end of it, it's going to make you a much happier person.
Alrighty.
So, will you call us back and tell us how it went?
Sure.
All right. And when you're single, we'll have you on the show and we'll introduce you to a bunch of callers and try to set you up with a decent guy.
All right.
You want to do that?
Sure.
All right. Hold them a second.
It takes me some time to get past it, but
I know. It'll take you a little time, but please check in with us, all right?
All right.
All right. There you go, baby.
Thanks.
All right. There she goes. 25 years old and already consumed with, you know, what this guy thinks about her, and the guy's going out with other, like, strippers and hookers and stuff. God almighty, you're 25 years old. You shouldn't be in a relationship. You should be out there, you know, enjoying yourself. All right, let's talk to Ron in Yuma. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Timmy, how you doing?
Hey, all right. Not bad, dude.
Man, it's still 105 here, and the sun's down. In my carport, the thermometer's reading 105.
And where is Yuma?
Well, you know, I mean, it's southwest corner of Arizona, about 30 minutes away from the Mexican border.
I've driven through Yuma.
Well, I just actually moved down there from Alaska, so it's a little bit of an extreme change.
Yeah, but you knew it was coming, right?
Oh, hell yeah. I was all for it. I was all for it. I'm tired of being frostbitten, pretty much. So,
all right, Bobo.
Had a little comment regarding your last segment on the chimps, the female chimp thing.
Right.
And the, I mean, there's some commonalities. I mean, with the female chimps, and actually the females of the human species, as a matter of fact, we come up with 10 of them, actually, sitting around here when we're barbecuing salmon.
Can you give us get 9 of your best instead of all 10?
Sure.
All right.
Nine of the best.
How about one?
Okay.
We'll decide whether we're going to hear number two.
Chimps are small women in fur coats, man.
Yeah. All right. What's number two?
Number two is they rarely listen to you.
All right, Babu. Oh. It sounds like the heat's getting to you.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. All right. Well, call us back come winter.
All right.
Take care of yourself. Hey, Yuma, Arizona, man. It's going to be 115, 120 degrees every day from now until late October, early November.
Oh.
And it's going to drive people crazy. Carol in Torrance, you're on 97.1. How you doing, darling?
Hi, Tim. I'm doing fine.
All right. What do you got going?
Well, you know what? I was listening to that guy that sounded so weird, you know? Do you know who he
Randy?
Is?
Randy?
Pardon?
Randy Wang?
No. He's your regular. You know the guy that you guys said was homeless.
Oh, yeah, Bob.
Yeah,
or
Bob.
Is a bug,
well, according to Mark Germain, you know Mark Germain?
Yes, very well.
Love him. He named him Mr. Non Sequitur. He was a regular on Mr. K, you know, Ask Mr. K.
Wow.
And I it was just a trip to hear him because I miss Mark and I miss all of his characters that he had. You know, he had a whole lineup of people that, you know, were his regular callers.
Right.
Did you ever hear him?
You know, I heard a scenario where Mark Germain might be coming back to the air. I know that Sean Hannity's deal is up shortly over there.
Praise the Lord.
And one of the scenarios was that I guess they're going to move Al Rantel into that afternoon slot and maybe bring Mr. KBC back.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to tape one of you now because I found you. Will he be
a... boom.
I've been looking for somebody to take Mark's place,
Carol,
and I found you.
Carol, what have you had for supper tonight?
Well, you know what? I'm drinking a glass of wine right now.
That might be it.
Yeah.
What'd you have for lunch?
I had taco salad for lunch.
Bingo.
Was that it?
Everything's coming together.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Anyway, it's fun listening to you.
All right. Well, thanks for phoning.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Titan here. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Anything you'd like to talk about? Open phones. 520-9710 is our main number. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and at 11 o'clock tonight, it's Gretchen and the Lukes. They'll take you till 1 o'clock. Always an entertaining show. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Friday. And you're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's sort of breaking news, an update on that little girl from, I think it was she from India? But she was born with four arms and four legs. And the doctors have just cut off two arms and two legs. And now she's got two of each. So she went from eight down to four like everybody else. What do they do with those old limbs? What do they physically do with them?
They put them in a bag for you to take home.
They put them in a doggy bag?
Yeah.
Those are to-goes?
And the dog can chew it in the backyard.
Jesus Christ, man. Four arms and four legs. I wonder if she could use them all. That'd be interesting. She could type like 300 words a minute. It's possible. There might be some advantages to that. Yeah, look at that. When she grows up, entertain four guys at the same time. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Let's talk to a Charles in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Oh, hello, Timmy.
Hello, Charles.
I was just sitting in my carport, and it's 105 degrees out here.
Wow. You in Yuma? Hey, you there?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, so I just wanted to give a shout-out, man.
To who?
Go time, man. Yeah! 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 It's party time! It's party time! It's 9 o'clock! It's 9 o'clock! Give it up, Tim! What city is it? Give it up, Tim! What city is it? Party time!
All right, who's the shout-out going to?
BDW, Brian David Whitman, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I recognize your voice, dude. You called him on March 17th on St. Patrick's Day on his last show here on the air when he was talking by himself about Paul McCartney's chick.
That's right.
That is correct. Is that right?
You know, I used to be able to listen to the show in my car.
Right.
But now I gotta get drunk, man. I gotta get faded. I mean, into a degenerate, man.
I know. Listen, I recognize your voice because I heard that CD the other day when he was talking about Stumpy.
Hello, Dater.
Stumpy.
All right, Charles. Who's the shout out going to? Whitman?
Well, yeah, baby.
All right. You got it. Maybe he's listening. All right, buddy. Call us again.
All right, hey, can I ask you a favor, man?
Yeah.
Can Jerry give me a big laugh?
We'll see if we can do that for you.
Come on.
All right, let me see if we can put that together for you here. All right, here's the big laugh for you. There you go. Barry in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hey, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good, but honest to God, Tim, that woman that you had on the air, the 25-year-old, I am so depressed right now. I thought I was depressed earlier because I'm out here in Woodland Hills.
Right, with your family.
With my family. I talked to you earlier. Paul Majors and I are good friends. We had lunch today. The AC went off in Woodland Hills.
Okay. What?
So, yeah, well, in my house.
Oh, in your house. Okay.
Yeah. So we're in my driveway right now. With the AC on, me, my wife, and my sister-in-law, with the AC on in my car, listening to you, and I had to listen to that woman, that 25-year-old who sounded like she was 95 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tim,
yeah, she's really aging herself. Hey, Barry, what happened to the air conditioning in your house?
Well, I have no idea, but I'll tell you, it's about 30 years old, and that's not good. And
right, I know whereabouts in Woodland Hills do you live?
I live off of Wells Drive.
Right. All right, so you got some money.
I have money.
Yeah. Why?
Not much.
I know, but you can't.
I blow more money at the track than you do.
No, there's no way.
Possibly, but I blow more money than Walter Matthau. And that's the God's truth.
That's not true.
It's the God's truth.
Hey, but why can't you get a guy up there to look at that air conditioner? Is nobody available?
On a Friday night?
Yeah.
Come on, Tim. It's 11 o'clock at night.
I'm gonna put
I've been on hold for 3 hours.
I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
You're not going to cut me off again, are you?
No, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Right. If you work on air conditioners, and let's see, would you pay a guy $200 to come out and look at it?
Right now?
Yeah.
$200?
Yeah.
Tim, this job is about a $1,600 job because last year I had some crazy Russian guy come out here, right?
Right.
He says to me in Russian, he goes, "Oh, I fix everything for about $2,400. Ah. I said, $2,400? He took my computer out of the air conditioner and ran with it.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Am I kidding you?
All right. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
If you know anything about air conditioners, if you want to work for Barry tonight, he's sitting in his car. He's got some money. He lives on Wells Drive out there in Woodland Hills. Email us, and then we will pass that information along to Barry. ConwayShow@gmail.com. If you're good at fixing air conditioners, ConwayShow@gmail.com. And maybe there's somebody who's available. Not available. Then we could hook you up with Barry, and you could fix his air conditioner. Let's talk to a George in Ventura. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, yeah. Whatever happened to Tommy?
Trommy's still around. You want me to see if we can grab her real quick?
No, it's just the idea. I just wondered what. You've never had her on her show for a long time because I've been listening for, all this time. And yeah. That's like,
well, you know what happened really was she used to come on more often, but she got pregnant with her boyfriend and she has a 2.5 or 3-year-old at home.
Oh, okay.
But maybe we should try to put her on.
Yeah, she was really entertaining. A lot of fun to listen to her talk.
No, Trommy's the best, man. She works at that Sandwich Plus.
Oh, yeah, the Sandwich Plus, and she had some kind of mail shop or something like that before.
Yeah, and then she blew a lot of money at the racetrack.
Yeah, it was your fault, too.
Well, that's what she says.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
All right, buddy, we'll try to have her on next week.
All right, thanks.
All right, you're a major stud. Thanks for calling, dude. Ruben in San Diego, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you?
I'm excellent. You know, I just was driving around tonight, and I just came across the station, and it's just really funny because it's been nothing but, like, nonsense. Just, like, people giving, like, really bad advice, like, on talk radio.
Right.
And I came across you. And
thank you, sir.
He actually made me laugh, and I was like, you know what? This guy actually, makes sense. Something worth listening to, so.
There you go. I hope you tune in again.
Well, I'm a first-time listener. What's your thing, you know?
Well, here's the story. I've been doing this for 12 years. And Gina Grad works with us. She's one of our producers, and Randy Wang. And we just talk about anything. I don't know what it is. I mean, every time somebody asks us to define the show, I find it impossible because it's not about politics and it's not about entertainment. It's just I don't know. Keep listening. If you like it, great. And if not, there's other stations.
It's just pretty much just hey, if you want to talk, let's talk.
No, this is what we do on weekends or on Fridays at 10 o'clock is open phones. But other than that, we have Arsenio Hall come on every Wednesday. He sits in with us for 3 hours. We have Adam Carolla come on Fridays at 8 o'clock. So it's a sort of a variety, a lot of stuff.
Well,
it's sort of like Gina calls it junk food radio. In a good way.
Yeah, well, I like it. Keep
All
it
right.
going.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Bye.
All right, there he goes. Owen Lake Forest, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
You ever think about how many times that girl could wipe her own ass?
the chick with four arms?
Yeah.
Jay Leno had a funny joke. There was a girl born in India with three eyes. She had one eye in her forehead and then two regular eyes. And he said that she was coming to America because lens crafters promised to make her a pair of glasses in an hour and a half.
That's a great story.
It's a great joke. All right, we got to get out of here. We're going to play a little bit from the Adam Carolla's earlier appearance on the show. Stay tuned for Gretchen and the Lukes. The Tim Conway Jr. Show will be on Monday right after Lycus. 8 p.m. right here at 97.1 Free FM.
How about when you're standing next to the guy who's on his cell phone and you hear he's in wrap-up mode and you know the person he's talking to isn't ready to quit the conversation just yet? When you hear the guy say three times in a row, all right, will do, will do, will do. You want to grab the phone and yell, he's done, he's done. I used to sit next to Dr. Drew in a town car, and he'd be on the phone with his wife, and he'd be like, all righty then. Okay. Well, then I'll see you then. Will do. Will do. No, I haven't paid, Delia. Have you paid? Okay. Well, then will do. Okay. All righty then. Hey, you want to grab the phone and scream? This guy has been spooling down for the last 8 miles. You're not picking up his inflection? You've heard the term will do 3,500 times in a row. That's not a tip-off. Will do. Will do. I gotcha. Will do. Okay, then. All right, well, then. Fine. And then you hear him reboot at a certain time. He'll stop. It'll always be about a kid. Right. He'll stop. Will do. Will do. Now, I haven't seen his retainer. Okay, well, okay, then. Will do. Will do.
Right. Some people don't know how to get off the phone.